Do you really wanna hurt me?
Yes, motherfucker!
Do you really wanna make me cry?
Twice!
Use sound beat. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, use yes, 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 and having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
We do it to her every time except Saturdays, Sundays, and major weekends.
I think I'm going to start doing more stuff on weekends.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio on the 13th. Is it the 13th?
It is the 13th.
It is the 13th. Oh my gosh. It's an evil number, December 2005.
Every number's evil.
Every number.
There's too damn many of them.
And news. I've set up blogging for us, which can be found if you go to the main site and click on member blogs. Register yourself, and I'll be notified when you're registered, and I can basically make you an author so that you can write up any kind of stuff on there if you want. I would like, if anyone has any free time or HTML skills, to be able to kind of blend that into the main website somehow, or if that's not possible, to just make a really cool kind of
skin for it,
skin or something like that. We'll see what we'll do with that.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Hopefully over this weekend.
We have a email.
We do.
From, I don't know if I should say the name. Or is that just... is that his,
Is that a surname?
I don't know. Is that his... Well, I'll call him by his
name.
Why
don't email. We just... We'll just make him a handle
yeah,
right now.
His handle is Chaotic Theories. I won't say the first name where it was sent from, because I don't know if that's his handle or if that's part of his name or whatever. So, so
is it Tim?
No, shut up. Stop fucking... Listen, man, open my heart to you, okay?
Yeah, but I was performing surgery.
You're in an asshole mode today.
Was it really, Tim?
What?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Don't mind me, I'm a total dick today. Yeah. If you enjoy it, well... look forward to a lot more of it. If you don't, well then... just go fuck yourself. Sorry.
Just need to open my window. Okay. He is saying... Chaotic Theories has sent us an email saying about episode 5. He says, I'm new to the show. Trying to listen to all the archives. Good luck with that one. Before I listen to any of the current stuff.
Oh, great. I'll never get to the current
No. We'll be like episode fucking season 10 and episode 1400 before he gets to episode 2.
Unless, of course, he's like locking himself in a room.
Yeah, constantly
and
playing.
To like 24 episodes a day.
Yeah.
I'd advise against that.
Yes. For your own mental health and the sake of humanity, please only listen to 2 episodes a day.
Yeah, we are only FDA approved.
This information comes from the Medical General of the United States of America.
it's called the Surgeon General.
Surgeon General, yeah, I was looking for the name. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before I listen to any of the current stuff. So, you've probably been emailed on this already, but you were talking about LEET speak, that's 1337 speak.
What's that?
And how long it's been around. Now, part of what I said, part of what was said was true. It has been around for a while. And this is something that we were having an argument or a discussion about. I said, you know, it's been around for quite a while. And they used it to shorthand some stuff, and then Planet or whoever is saying, but it doesn't make a difference if you change a three, if you change an E to a three or something like that. Anyway, he goes on to say, and it was used to shorten words for less data being transmitted. But the original came from the telegraph days when it cost money per letter to send a message.
Mm-hmm.
That is when the whole emote and three-letter acronym came along, and then evolved into the replacement of letters with numbers and different characters as privacy method, since really anyone was able to see what you were sending. So far, great job with the show. Thank you very much, Chaotic Series, and hope you enjoy our radio shows.
Yeah.
By the way, it says Bilal is Leetzels.
Oh, well, that's always good.
Yeah. Did you have
you
that?
Sent the email, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had that. Yeah, that's right.
I thought so. Oh, well, that's good. Well, somebody's listening.
One person.
Hey, better than none.
Yeah, and also we've got a number of people adding themselves to our Frapper page. If you go to frapper.com or frapper.com/hackervoiceradio, I think it is Hacker Voice Radio. Let me just check for anybody who's interested. That's going to be www.frapper.com/hackervoice, and go ahead and add yourself there, because it will be it'll be beneficial for us just to know where our listeners are from, and to just to see that if anybody's actually listening to us. That's pretty cool as well. I hope you actually like some of the older episodes. The older episodes are much more wild and without structure than the kind of season two ones. But yeah, they're classics. Right, moving on to general news. This weekend will be the mid-month meeting of 2600. And if you're interested in joining us, come down to the Freemasons Arms on Friday at about, let's say, 6 o'clock, where everybody's kind of meeting down there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Okay. Any news?
I got some news. Let's see. The first one in Ionix is psychopathic news. I actually took the manual for my rifle, which has a lovely diagram of all the pieces that make up the rifle and how they fit together and everything. So I actually disassembled it and reassembled it, and I actually came up with a couple interesting ways to hack this rifle. Now, the first one, I'd like to preface this by, I don't think I'm going to be doing either of these modifications, both for legal reasons. The first modification to it is they sell a pistol grip with an extendable stock, and I was thinking that one could get a pistol grip, remove the stock, buy an extra barrel, saw it off, and you would have a clip-fed, gas-action, 22 caliber, semi-automatic handgun, just like that, which I thought was pretty interesting. I will not be performing this modification, as I do not have a pistol permit. The second one is the only thing... All right. Well, are you familiar with the mechanics of a semi-automatic gas-action rifle?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when you pull the trigger, the chambered round, the firing pin, hits the back of the round, the cap, as it were, the bullet fires. The amount of gas that is pushed out through the barrel creates significant back force, which then resets the firing pin. Now, there's one part in the actual firing mechanism that then stops the hammer in the firing position and is then triggered again by when you pull the trigger. Now, by removing this part, you could turn it into a fully automatic rifle, which I thought was fairly interesting. But as I do not have a federal firearms permit, I'm not permitted to own a fully automatic rifle, and so I will not be performing that mod either.
Right.
Questions? Comments?
Can you make it blow up in your face easily by doing those kind of things?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
In theory, if you were...
We've lost ionics.
If we were... Beep. Hello? Ah, he's scrapped it. Are you still there, Planet?
Beep, 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 no! Yeah, I am really.
Okay. So, what's been up with you, man?
not much. Same old. Busy. Unfortunately.
You're not coming down to the thing on Friday?
That's it.
No.
To be honest. Yeah. I mean, the monthlies is hard, but the mid-monthlies is even harder.
Yeah.
So if I can't make the monthlies, then the mid-month is... That survey says... But here's a little new story for you. Probably old news, because it's dated from yesterday. Something I saw and meant to mention last night, but then we kind of went on a tangent.
Yeah.
As always. But the police are investigating a charity website hack, the theft of credit card details, and attempts to scam up to 3,000 people who donated money through a Christian charity website is under investigation by the police. Police at Scotland Yard's Computer Crime Squad are investigating the hacking of a UK charity website that has resulted in the theft of 3,000 credit card details. Uh-oh. Hackers have breached the security of the Aid to the Church in Need website on Sunday the 27th of November and stole the credit card details, names and addresses of 2,800 charity donors that were held on the system. So if you're listening to this, don't donate money to the Church in Need website at the moment, because they're having lots of problems.
Donated to us.
Bad. Yeah. Yes, donated to us.
Bypass.
Take it down the pub.
Bypass the issue, donate it straight to the hackers.
Yeah.
I just want to say we have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm not mentioning this to say anything. I'm just reporting the news. So, bloody crazy. Even people giving money to charity getting stiffed out there on the wild, wild west. Oh, I mean web. So, it is bloody weird. And to be honest with you, I think it's a bit low that they're targeting charities.
Yeah.
Of all fucking websites.
Very low.
You know? That's just... Yeah, that's low. There's no other word for it. Trying to get people's credit card details. They obviously see a charity website is probably underfunded. You know, they've obviously got problems because they got in and got the details. You know, but for crying out loud, it's a charity website. They're trying to help people out and you're there trying to stiff them in the ass.
Was it in the it was in the UK, wasn't it?
It was UK, yeah. Scotland Yard are on it. Yeah. And, yeah, hacking of a UK charity website.
Fucking idiots.
Style noobs.
That
is,
some
is bad.
Top noobs.
Well, there should be something, I think, for charities to get proper advice on IT and security for free.
Yeah.
You know, the licenses for the software are kind of cut down, so they're either free or dead cheap.
Yeah.
So they can get up and running with very low money. But where do they get the IT support from? I don't know of any firms out there helping them with the ongoing running of their operation.
Mm.
So maybe it's time there was.
Maybe.
Or not.
Oh dear. So yeah, just to add, that blogging stuff is up and running. If you wish to be affiliated with that, just register yourself, and Yao will be sent an. I will be Yao. Was it there?
Yao.
I'll be sent an email notifying me of that, and then I can get you to basically for you to be able to publish your own work on there. Yeah, it'll be cool. Just need to theme it and skin it, and yeah. Hello, Ionix.
Hello. Sorry about that. Both my computers have been running for like 3 days straight. I think they both needed a reboot.
Yeah.
But I was saying that it was... There's the only way that you could possibly... Well, I mean, if you reassemble the rifle improperly, then yeah, it could blow up in your face. The other thing is, with the modification to make it a pistol, is if you sawed off the barrel but left a lot of gunk on the inside of the barrel and didn't smooth out the bore towards the end, then there's a possibility of a backfire.
Yeah.
But for the most part, so I mean, I do not recommend modifying any firearm unless you know what you're doing and are confident
enough. Yeah, unless you're like a professional.
Well, I have to say, you know, like, first off, if you have, you know, if you're able to legally purchase a firearm, then you probably know enough, and I would hope know enough, and know the dangers, you know, in any kind of just use of a firearm. I mean, let's face it, these are not, you know, friggin' airsoft guns. Mm. They, you know, they're weapons, they're tools, but they're not to be taken lightly. Secondly, I would hope that if you were to actually go out and try to modify any kind of firearm, that you would, A, do your research, B, have experience in doing it, and C, have confidence in your abilities. You know, going out and just buying a weapon and deciding you're going to modify it yourself is, well, I mean, that's if you don't know what you're doing, then that's Darwinism in action.
Yeah.
I don't recommend... Like, first off, I don't recommend anybody buying a firearm, disassembling it, and reassembling it.
Mm.
That's usually quite unnecessary. I do have an extensive background in this sort of thing, and confidence in my abilities, and upon testing the firearm, it actually works better than it did off the factory floor. Most likely because I lubricated all of the internal mechanisms.
How did you test it?
No, I fired it.
Oh, okay. At someone.
Yeah, and they died. No.
So it worked.
No, I took it out to the woods and did a little bit of target practice very early this morning.
Cool stuff. So you can basically carry that around with you? Disassembled or assembled?
Yeah, okay. If it's disassembled, I can carry it with me. But even disassembled, I need to separate the firearm from the ammunition.
Yeah. So, like, you carry the ammunition in your pocket and the rest in a bag.
A violin case.
How did you know? Actually, it's funny, but this whole rifle, when broken down, would fit nicely into a violin case.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, you know, you separate all of your ammunition from the firearm itself. If at all possible, you get a case or something where you lock the firearm in the case, keeping it quite separate from the ammunition. If you're in a car, you need to have either the ammunition inside of the vehicle and the firearm in the trunk, or the firearm in the vehicle and the ammunition either locked in the glove box or locked in the trunk. There's pretty strict rules about transport. Although, you know, people don't always follow those.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and pull up any major newspaper from any major U.S. city, and that becomes blatantly apparent.
Mm. So, you know,
there's another thing about this. This is just one of those random things, firearm-type deals. it's common practice for people to chamber a bullet, remove the clip, put another bullet into the clip, and then put the clip back into the firearm.
Yeah.
Thereby extending the capabilities of the firearm by one round.
Yeah.
This is, okay, from a safety standpoint, just horrific. You know, you're basically carrying around a loaded weapon.
Yeah.
And not loaded in the sense where you have to chamber the bullet, but loaded in the sense where you have to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Secondly, from a tactics standpoint, it's a bad idea, because should anybody be able to take that weapon from you...
They can fire it straight away.
They simply need to straight up fire it. Now, if the first bullet is not chambered, and I was taught never to chamber the first bullet, because, I mean, suppose you even pull your pistol.
Yeah.
You know? You don't... They don't know if the bullet's chambered or not. If you actually have to shoot them, then you can chamber that bullet and do so. But supposing you pull your weapon, somebody takes it from you, you want them to pull the trigger and nothing to happen, because that gives you exactly the right amount of time that you need to get on their ass and make sure they don't chamber a bullet. This has been Covert Weapons Tactics with Ionix. Back to you, Belial.
And in Linux news today, Travolta says, use KDE. Without tiptoeing around the matter, Linus Travolta made his preference in the GNOME versus KDE matter quite clear. On the GNOME usability list, he says, I personally just encourage people to switch to KDE. This, the users of KDE, are idiots, and they are confused by functionality. The mentality of GNOME is a disease. If you think that your users are idiots, only idiots will use it. I do not use GNOME because in striving to be simple, it has long since reached the point where it simply doesn't do what I need it to do. Please just tell people to use KDE. Also, GNOME seems to be developed by interface Nazis, where consistently the excuse for not doing something is it's too complicated to do, it would confuse users.
Now, well, I gotta say,
yeah,
I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
So are you gonna make the switch?
No. Because I find it runs better than KDE does. As far as, you know, performance-wise goes. I found that KDE is a bit bloated, and for a server interface, you shouldn't really be using a GUI anyway, but because of...
Oh, no, for a server,
yeah,
certainly not.
But because of performance issues on the machines that I do run Linux on, GNOME is perfect. I do have GNOME and KDE installed on my laptop, which I use for my, you know, uses, but I've never needed or found it performance-wise better to be using KDE. I've absolutely no need to run it. If there is an application that is embedded into KDE or...
run it under GNOME.
It anyway under GNOME, which we found.
And yeah, I do the same thing with GNOME apps.
We've pretty much... streamline that server anyway, and it's fine. I really don't give a fuck either.
As a matter of fact, if we were to install Fluxbox on that, I would not be disappointed in the least.
Yeah.
For a server implementation, a GUI is...
Yeah.
I mean, unnecessary. I guess it makes some things quicker. And it's... I don't know. I don't know. Like... To a certain extent, I can say that, yes, KDE does run slower than GNOME. It's a resource hog in order to make things look pretty. On the other hand, I mean, you've seen my desktop, you know, screenshots.
Yeah.
I do need to remind you that I'm running an 850 megahertz Pentium 3 processor with 512 megs of PC-133 RAM.
Yeah. That's very low spec compared to, like, I don't know, for a Windows machine, let's say.
Yeah, very low spec for a modern machine. It's a very low spec for what I do with it. And I don't know. I really haven't experienced too many issues where the difference between the speed in GNOME or even Fluxbox,
yeah,
has been that noticeable over what I'm doing in KDE.
Yeah,
I bench tested both, and I can say that, yeah, KDE does use more RAM, and it loads things slightly slower, sometimes between a fraction of a second to up into a second and a half slower.
Yeah, I mean, you told me, basically, I started off with KDE on my laptop, and you said, try out GNOME, and I did, and I found it 10 times, well, not 10 times, but I found it much faster. Reason being is it's got a nipple mouse, or whatever you call it, the little thing. It doesn't have a touchpad, which makes things really, really bad. Also, in the situations that I find that I'm going to be using it, I need full performance of the GUI. I don't need it to hang. I don't need the windows to minimize suddenly. I don't need them to crash when I'm trying to minimize them. I don't need all those kind of problems.
I haven't experienced a crash.
Yeah, I find that KDE tends to do that. Whereas,
then again, your laptop has slightly lower specs
than
my desktop, so...
And
I mean, I think what we're running into here in this whole debate is the fact that what we're both running Linux on are antiquated.
Yeah.
And by Windows specs, ancient computers. And we're going to run into those problems.
I mean, I think Travolos is shooting himself in the foot there, because he's running into the whole bullshit arguments of Linux. And, I think it's however you feel you should be running your system, that's how you should be running it. You know, if you find GNOME to do what it needs to do and no more, then use GNOME.
Well,
if you find, you know, KDE, if you want
to
fucking, you know, run Looking Glass as your GUI and only Looking Glass, then you do that.
Well, then you better have some freaking high performance system that's perfectly suited to it as far as the hardware requirements.
The thing is, to be able to use Looking Glass, you only need a really high spec XP Pro standard machine of maybe a year to less age.
Yeah, well, I haven't
and
got
that's
one of those.
Fine. Yeah, I know, but if you did, then
I know.
In all essence, you should be using it.
Well, I gotta say, I use KDE because for what I do with it, it's extremely high speed, low drag.
Yeah.
If I were to try and do what I'm doing with KDE with Windows or Mac OS, I'd be shooting myself in the foot.
So, what do you use, Planet? Do you use KDE or GNOME?
KDE, on the very few occasions that I have actually used Linux, and I use it because that's what was on there.
Yeah, so...
simple as that.
Like, let's say, like, Nopix would ship with, like, we would be bundled in. That's the GUI, and that's the one you use. I mean, have you found it to be a bit laggy with response times and stuff?
No, I've always found it to be fine.
Hmm.
I mean,
I haven't found
pretty
it to
much
be laggy
to compare
either.
It to.
I guess
like
it's just
Fluxbox is instant.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that, but Fluxbox also, it just, you know, I enjoy the aesthetic of my computer.
Yeah.
You know, and if I was doing something hardcore where I just needed, like, all the processing power and RAM that I could, well, first off, I wouldn't be using my computer. But if I had to, I'd just boot it into text mode.
Yeah.
And do it there. I'm very comfortable in a shell, and I don't need the GUI, but I use the GUI, so why not have one that looks really nice?
Mm. Yeah.
And at least on my system,
I really think
KDE
this argument
doesn't bench test that much worse than GNOME.
I think this argument is just completely flawed, where he's saying, I think it's always down to personal preference. If you're, you know, if you want to streamline your laptop because you know you're working with, there's so many megahertz and you're working with that much RAM and you need it to do this and that, then you will use either a shell or, GNOME.
Yeah, customize your system
exactly
to your needs.
That's why Linux gives you that power. And I don't know, I don't know what the fuck this guy was drinking or smoking, but
hey, no bad talk about Travolta. There'll be none of that here. That's disallowed.
But I mean, come on, you don't expect him to say something like that, really, do you?
I really wouldn't. The only thing that I can think of is that maybe he's getting annoyed with GNU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's all about personal preference and the hardware that you're running. Now, if you've got a brand new overclocked 3 gigahertz system that you're dual booting or something, because you love the game but you love Linux.
Yeah.
Well then, yeah, fuck, run KDE. For God's sakes, you know?
Yeah, that's precisely what I do. Is on my machine, I dual boot Windows and XP, and it's a 3 gigahertz overclock system with 1 gig of RAM. And I run that overclockix on there. Why?
Oh,
because it can take it, and it's beautiful, and you can customize it and skin it and make it as,
hey,
you know,
for a live CD, that thing looks beautiful.
It's fucking awesome, and it runs awesome from a hard disk install as well.
Yeah, it does. That's one of the things that I've always been impressed about that. And it comes pre-bundled as a live CD with all of the codecs and all of the multimedia stuff that you'd want.
I recommend, if anyone decides to do a switch, like, and is adverse to the administration side, or let's say the sysop side of, knows a bit of Linux, let's just say, I would advise them to switch to overclockix.
Yeah. I've always advocated it.
Yeah. If you're going from, like, XP to overclockix, then that's a massive increase in aesthetics.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and functionality.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
I mean, you could stick black box onto your XP, you could use your Windows binds and all that kind of stuff, but it still doesn't get away from... it's not going to be the same.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I gotta say, ever since I first laid eyes on overclockix, I've been a huge fan. And it has done everything that I wanted to do in a live CD. The fact that it can fit all of that onto one CD-ROM is beyond me.
Yeah, that's true.
V-Loop is a beautiful thing. Thank you for whoever made the compression loop. Wonderful.
So any news from you, Planet? And so you said that Mr. T thing. What's all that all about? What's that all about?
Mr. T is apparently coming back to our TV screens.
Ooh.
And not before time. It's just a crappy little story that they did on thesun.co.uk. And every story The Sun covers is crap. However, it was a little interview with Mr. T, and one of the things it mentions is that he's trying to come back into the public eye, as it were. He's released he hasn't really, but there's a comic book out based on Mr. T. Picked up the first issue last time I was in New York, and it's very good. I rather enjoyed it. Also, he's going to be the star of his own American reality show, which does sound cool.
Yeah.
Because I actually read this quite a while ago. And I think the basic premises of it is it's like Dr. Phil, but with Mr. T. So couples write into the show with their marital problems, and then Mr. T goes to live with them for a week to figure out what they're doing wrong, and then he tells them off.
That they're fools.
Yeah. Respect your wife, fool!
I pity the fool who does not get laid by his wife.
I've been here a week and I've got laid by your wife.
I pity you, fool. I pity the fool who does not have my jewelry. Why do you think my neck's so big? I got 1,700 pounds of gold on it, bitch.
Fool. Yeah, it doesn't really say the name of the show or when it's coming out or anything like that, but hopefully there'll be more information when the time gets nearer.
Have you seen the cosmonauts?
Sorry?
The fake cosmonauts.
Oh, on Channel 4, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that bollocks.
I mean, come on. First of all,
what is this?
Supposedly you're going to be going into space, but you're not taking off vertically, and you won't experience like 17 plus G's. You're going to be taking off like a plane normally.
No, corkscrew.
A corkscrew. And
then they do a zero G in a loop.
No zero G's. For some reason, it's got some sort of gravitational generator on the spaceship, so you won't actually experience any zero G's.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. The whole thing is bullshit. And
got something caught in my throat there.
What it is it's a reality show here in the UK called Space Quest.
Oh yeah, I read something about that one. The make people think they've been in space.
Yeah, it's a great big setup on these.
Yeah.
10 or 6.
As a matter of fact, I'm producing a show. It's going to be on next year. And it's called Heaven, and it's where we make people think they're dead and that they've gone to heaven, but really we've just whacked them on a head with a brick, and then they woke up on a TV set.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be on Fox.
Yeah.
I can go to heaven? Can I be a contestant?
That's funny. I'm a total bastard. I was pretty set on hell.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, is we're doing Heaven first, but, like, the spin-off show we're going to do for this reality show is going to be called Hell.
You know what, man? You should really copyright that, because somebody's going to listen to the show and steal it.
Yeah, those bastards.
I wouldn't be surprised with the amount of shit.
Yeah, actually, I think I might. TV. I'm going to copyright it tonight so that when that show finally comes out, I can sue them.
Yeah. Also, you know, I mean, how stupid must these people be up there? This thing is like rocking a little bit side to side. Spaceships don't rock when you're in space. There's actually no movement apart from obviously moving.
No movement that you can feel.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't like. It's not like a fucking train or like a bus.
You don't hit speed bumps.
Yeah, exactly.
Or potholes.
I mean, I don't know if you've watched it, Planet, when they're actually in space now. I don't know if you caught it last night, but this thing is like. It rocks side to side every few minutes, and there's no windows.
Well, let me just say, when they were screening people to do the show, the astrophysicists, I don't think that they really made the cut.
Yeah. Well, they did pick people specifically because they were daft.
Yeah.
And they had a whole hour. Yeah.
Because they were Trekkies?
No, because they were really,
and they were
really
dumb.
Stupid. Yeah.
And they're really open to suggestion as well.
Yeah.
Anyone with
kind of like
hit brain cells was out.
Yeah. Reminds me of another game show reality show. I came up with two that I think would be very popular. The first one, well, the name's completely ruined, but I wanted to call it Survival.
Yeah.
But basically it would be like Survivor, except there's actually a South Pacific island that we've wired completely with live feed, remote control, satellite cams. And then you just dump 6 people on it. Everybody's allowed to take whatever they can carry. And you come back in like 8 months, and whoever's alive wins.
Yeah.
Everybody wins who's alive wins $1 million. Now, there's a strange part about this. It's kind of like a social experiment. But since, like, it's not $1 million that the winners divvy up, just whoever survives gets $1 million. You get to see if people are going to be, like, sociable and cooperative towards, like, the common good. Because the more people survive, the more get the money. Or if, you know, my take on human instinct will just take over and none of them will live through 8 months.
Yeah.
I figured that would be a real good TV show.
But also
the other one was like, I don't have a name for it, but basically the idea was to take like an Appalachian hillbilly, some guy from India, somebody from like Beijing, a Harvard professor, a Texan, and some like Paris Hilton type character, put them in the South Bronx, and make them live as crack dealers.
I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny.
House.
Yeah, Crack House.
New for MTV.
Welcome to MTV's Real Crack House. You know, it'd be worth it just to see a Harvard professor trying to peddle crack in the South Bronx. Everybody gets, like, outfitted with a gat, like a cell phone, a pager, you know, some FUBU. You just plop them down and let the whole thing play itself out. You know?
Also, at the end of this cosmonauts thing, they each get, like, $5,000 and, like, a real week in a space camp in Russia, which is quite cool.
Yeah. Just what I want. Russian space camp.
Yeah.
We all know that their entire space program is held together by duct tape and paper clips. Day. You know.
I don't know.
It's interesting, though. China has launched, like, a major all-out approach towards, like, space travel, going to the moon, you know, orbital, and, like, I mean, that's really, I don't know, is it truly, how many countries have actually put a person into orbit?
Is it three or four or something? No, it's only four, isn't it? America,
I have no idea.
China.
I know the U.S. has. I knew the Soviet Union did.
Yeah. China.
China
Japan?
Did finally. I thought they were the third.
Japan?
No.
No?
Papua New Guinea.
No, they've sent up satellites a lot, but I don't think they've sent up a person.
Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Isle of Man.
French.
I'll get those two mixed up.
Yeah.
Jersey.
I'm just going to cut back on all the jokes I just
Scotland.
Thought of. Scotland. Yeah, actually, I think they did.
A tartan spacecraft.
The problem is once he was up there, he decided he didn't want to come back, so he just told them all to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. All I need is Guinness.
Well,
Irish.
See, that was the thing. That's what it was fueled by.
And Scotch. And some
so
haggis.
He cut off the fuel supply and drank it all.
Yeah.
Got drunk, told Mission Control to go fuck themselves.
Ah, you can fuck yourself!
And then burnt up on reentry. That was the Scottish space program, the beginning and end.
Yeah.
That would make a good skit.
Yeah. Ground control to McNulty.
Ground control to Major McNulty. Please lay off the fucking scotch.
Fuck yeah! I can get
Let's
more in
here.
The weightlessness.
I'm not drunk. You're a bunch of fuckers. I swear if there isn't Lars, I'm gonna do you all in. For Christ's sake.
If I wasn't
I
in
only
space.
Had five tanks worth. Go fuck yourselves, you wee bastards!
Yeah, they find out that you replace most of the oxygen tanks with scotch.
Well, that was the end of it.
Yeah, you only had 3 months to live.
Well, see, initially, like, the scotch was used, you know, they just ignited it. And it sent them straight up to space just fine. The astronaut decided that, you know, found out about it, you know, he ended up, you know, half a day into his mission and started getting the shakes, smelt the scotch, cut off the rockets, and just, like, piped it straight to his mouth. And that was the end of it.
And they found the remains in Loch Ness.
Unfortunately, the burnt-up spacecraft killed the monster.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. Nessie did exist until the Scott spacecraft landed on its head. In one way, a scientific breakthrough. In another way, a scientific tragedy. You make the call. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bit of a rant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Surprise,
we felt that coming.
Yeah, probably. Alright, there's a magazine called CPU, Computer Power User. Now, I'm always on the lookout for, you know, good magazines with good information about computers and such. And I have to say that this one has really, really let me down. I'm not basing it off of the one issue I've recently purchased. I've purchased several over the past several years. The first one actually recommended that I use Lindows as a Linux system. This one, even though it's the brand new December edition, okay, where are we? Okay, breaking news, and what's happening now? Google releases Google Talk Beta.
Beta.
I'm sorry, the Scotsman's got to me. Yeah, yeah. How long ago did Google Talk come out?
Was it like 4 months ago?
4-5 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new, guys. Way to be, like, right the fuck on top of things.
I think we should start using Google Talk.
That's a
I mean,
idea.
Our radio show has newer news than these guys.
Yeah. We've got, like, zero-day shit, man.
That's sad. I mean, not that we have zero-day shit. That's awesome. But this is sad. This magazine. I mean, yeah, they've got some decent reviews.
Wait, how much did the magazine cost? Just tell me that one.
$7.
$7. So you paid $7 for four-month-old news.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude,
4 month old news that I've already personally covered.
And in the name of MTV, you got burned.
Yeah, I got punked. Damn. Yeah, I mean, some of the articles are all right, but they're all, like, 2 months behind. Their staff writers need to, like, you know what it is? These people don't even hear about this shit until somebody else covers it, and then they research it, and by the time they write it, get it proofed and edited, it's like 5 months old. It's freaking unreal. Oh. And then they got this little section. Let me just flip to it, because, oh my fucking god. It's, okay. The entire magazine, out of the entire magazine, there's one page, front and back, dedicated to Linux. I mean, amazing that there's even one page, but really. It's called Warm Up to Penguin. And it deals with logical volume manager partitions. I mean, that's it. How do I use CF disk? No, really. I'm not fucking making this shit up. You know, I open it up. We're dealing with, like, computer power user magazine. I'm like, oh, Linux. I think I could probably learn something from this. What? No. Oh, wait. They also cover the command df-h. Or df-h. Yeah. You know that any freaking listing of Linux command line commands will give you that one? It just tells you how much free space you have on a hard drive.
Wow.
The dash H? That's the human readable form. No, really. This is just... It pisses me off. I mean, that and the fact that, like, a full third of the goddamn magazine is advertising.
Yeah, it'd be advertisement.
Yeah. The only thing that I can say about it that I even remotely like is they have a slight bias against Windows. It's so slight that, like, everything but that one page deals with either hardware or Windows.
Right.
Like, they're one of those magazines that's like, yeah, Windows is kind of shitty, and they're going downhill, and they don't have the innovation and market push, but we're going to devote, like, 85% of our magazine to them. We need to start making Hacker Voice Radio magazine.
Yeah.
Or the Hacker Voice magazine.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit of good advertising, a bit of, input of money, we could do some really hardcore tech reviews.
Yeah, we could. We could. If we had
we could
had
at
the
least
members.
Report on things that have to do with the month, or perhaps the month before the monthly edition of the magazine.
We could even report on things that haven't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Like just make them up.
Yeah.
No. We've already done that. I mean, just go ahead and wait for the Xbox 360 recall.
Yeah.
That shit's happening. I swear to God, I did not make that up.
My brother is already begging my mum for an Xbox 360. And I'm telling him that, no, the lasers are faulty and everything, but he won't have none of it.
How old is he?
10.
Tell him to wait a month and a half.
Power supplies at that age.
I mean, hell, have him buy it. Maybe the one that he buys will work.
Maybe.
If it doesn't, and it's recalled, he can replace it. But, I don't know. Yeah. At 10 years old, there's really no value in buying the first edition of anything.
No.
Like, the only reason, really, that I would like a version 1 Xbox is that it's probably going to be a hell of a lot easier to mod it. Mm. Than, like, the version 5 Xbox 360. But, this version 1 that's coming out for Christmas is going to be recalled shortly after Christmas. A local distributor here, who will remain nameless, Walmart, has already had well over 350 returns.
Wow.
Which accounts for about 5/6 of how many they've sold.
So that nameless distributor, Walmart, is losing out on a lot of money there.
Well, no. Because they buy them.
Yeah.
You know, they sell them off. They make that money. When they give the money back to a person, they mark it, ship it back to the manufacturer, and are reimbursed in full.
Right.
For the cost.
So it's the nameless manufacturer, Microsoft.
Walmart! Excuse me, something in my throat.
So it's the nameless manufacturer, Windows, Microsoft. That's
Walmart.
Esther! <Yeah. laughs>
Well, you see, I doubt that Microsoft loses all that much money. You know, like, I'm sure they're just going to cannibalize it. I mean, it's all IDEs, so you just pop out that drive. They're probably going to send them back to whoever the fuck they got them from,
yeah.
Get their money back,
somewhere in
slap
like
a good drive into it, repackage it, resell it. I mean, these things don't just end up in a giant dumpster.
No.
And if they did, don't you think I'd be dumpster diving in it? I was like, my God, I'm swimming in Xbox 360s. This is wonderful.
They're insulated with asbestos.
Well, that's all right. I get enough asbestos. I don't need any more. I become immune.
Oh, did you know that Microsoft exploits are now being sold on eBay?
eBay, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I saw that. Mm. That's freaking great. Oh.
If you can buy...
Anyone want to buy an exploit?
No.
That auction got full.
No, I got enough, thanks, man. I'm kind of full. I'm going to have to crap out the byproducts of all the exploits I've got loaded up, and then, you know, maybe I'll be hungry again for one, but... Mm. Yeah. I don't know, a Microsoft zero-day exploit is just not worth what it's used to be.
No, it's not really. You can't get as much as you could before.
Yeah, if somebody had tried to sell it on eBay like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you might have gotten a little bit of. I bet this guy will sell it though.
Yeah.
No, I think the auction's been pulled.
Yeah.
He'll probably sell it multiple times.
Oh, look, they're selling online casino exploits. Be the casino or full refund. For $2.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft Ultimate Bot, exploits hack. COH, City of Heroes guide, strategy, blah, blah, blah.
And if you believe that,
you believe
I've got some really, really nice land in Pakistan that I'd like to sell you.
Yeah. I can sell you land on the moon.
Yeah, tons of it.
Yeah.
All the sand you could need. sometimes I think, I don't know, people are idiots for one. Two, they're like bad-hearted idiots. There's a lot of money that can be made off of that.
This guy's got like 100% positive feedback. So he must
be
telling
the
truth.
Of course, he's only sold one thing.
No, he sold, let's see, 115 items.
Yeah, he sold them to himself. I don't buy it. I'm a cynical bastard. I want proof. My computer screen says a lot of things. Don't make them true.
My computer says no.
Computer says no. Okay, no one got that.
No.
No.
I did.
You did. Well, laugh, goddammit!
Ha ha ha. Computer says no.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a little bit of news for you.
Yeah?
News? Content? What the hell? Looks like Microsoft and also Yahoo are taking on Skype seriously now. Yahoo has very recently, put in dial-in and dial-out features for its Yahoo Messenger, so you can now get a phone number for your Yahoo Messenger.
That's right.
Very similar to Skype's Skype In and Skype Out. The rates on Yahoo are, I think, even a bit cheaper than the Skype Out. And Microsoft have teamed up with MCI, the telecoms provider, because they want to do their own Skype Out version. Now, there's no mention here on this story of a Skype In or Microsoft MSN Messenger In thing. So they're not actually doing phone numbers, according to this. But the next version of Microsoft Messenger, called Windows Live Messenger, will have the ability to dial out from a PC to a phone anywhere in the world at rates that rival Skype's. So, a lot of competition there. eBay, did you buy the right company for $2.6 billion? Time will tell.
Stop it. Yeah, I mean, they...
I'm not touching you.
Sapphire's trying to cut my leg hair. Never give a woman a pair of scissors.
Especially if you've pissed her off.
Hell yeah.
Trying to cut everything off. See, the problem is women don't have that much hair. And it's only located in certain places.
Not my head.
I'll just jam them right into your leg. No, I won't.
No, I've got the scissors now. I'll do it.
Okay. Stop. Not my beard. Web host sues Google. Web host company AIT has declared to file a class lawsuit against the internet giant Google. according
class
to
class action.
Sorry. Class lawsuit action against the internet giant Google. According to the article, the dispute is over click fraud. AIT claims that they have lost around $500,000 due to fraudulent clicks. They claim that Google is hitting their website from the same IP address. Dun dun dun.
So ban the IP, problem solved.
No need to
sue.
You know,
this is one thing I don't understand. Is it, when was it that web administrators become such fucking retards?
Yeah. I mean, lawsuits make people make baby Jesus cry.
Yeah, baby Jesus no like the lawsuit. No, but really, when did the solution to your problems become suing somebody? Like, how about you just fix your program so that they can't be exploited that easily? And, like, you really think Google's got it in for you? Because, like, they need the money and everything. I don't know. That's just weird.
Yeah. Noobs.
Noobs. Owned.
Any news on the ISS talk?
No, absolutely none. It's probably going to wait till next season or the season after. We are on the waiting list.
Yeah.
We've been on the waiting list. They won't tell me how far down we are. I do have a little news about the hackers around the world.
Oh.
There's a good possibility that either for the special edition episode of season 2, or perhaps the first edition of season 3, we are going to have a hacker of renowned, what's the word, reputation?
Yeah.
On the show?
And that is?
I have made contact with none other than the one, the only, the Captain Crunch.
Oh my god.
No fucking way.
Mr. Drapers.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yes, I have.
Shit, and he's up for it?
I don't know
yet. Was he drunk when he emailed you back?
Huh? No, no. No, he wasn't. He's just unsure about the dates.
Yeah.
He says it sounds interesting. He's always up for a good talk.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we can get him for season 2, the ending, that'll be fantastic.
Mr. Well,
John Draper.
Great if we could get him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime it's good for him,
I did
it's
make
cool.
contact with the captain.
Yeah.
I thought I'd share that.
Nice work, man.
Fantastic.
One of those things just came to me.
So you heard it here. You heard it on Hacker Voice. We shall be having John Draper sometime in the next few weeks on the show to do an interview.
We hope. It's
with,
not definite.
Mr.
Want, you know.
Crunch.
I'm hoping for a little crunch time.
Yeah. How old is he now? Was he like 78 or something like that? 70, 65?
Like 96? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say that. He'll probably, he might be listening.
Yeah.
Sorry, not now, but he may in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. He was probably in his 20s, in the 60s.
Yeah.
So he's probably like in his 70s.
Yeah, 75, something like that. Oh, we'll ask him. We'll ask him when he's on the show.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah. Maybe he's a lot younger than we think.
Yeah. He just looks older.
He does have his own company.
From all the meth and theft means he's... Sorry.
I've he's got a raver. The guy likes to party.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Even still, there was a rumor going around for a while that he was dead.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm really serious. There was another guy in the rave scene who went by Crunch.
Yeah.
Who did die. An older gentleman. And people thought it was Captain Crunch. But it wasn't.
All right. Yeah, that would be awesome if we could get him on the show.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm currently working on.
Anyone
that
else?
That night, Goma.
No.
The Italian, I've recently had a retranslated letter sent to him, so I'll see if he gets back to me.
Yeah.
You know, we could have a lot of U.S. hackers on, but I'm trying to make it, like, a worldly thing.
Yeah.
I would love to have, like, a Chinese hacker or a Japanese hacker or a North Korean hacker on. That would be,
oh,
like,
definitely. Well, any... I know that there, like, are a few Asian hackers out there that are listening to us. So if you're interested in getting into contact with us, please do. We'd love to have you on the show for our hackers around the world.
Yeah, email
us a line at radio.
You don't have to drop any of your docs.
Co.uk.
Yeah.
You don't even have to tell us who you are.
Yeah. We'll know by your IP.
We're completely... Yeah. It all hits the firewall anyway, or does it? Yeah, well, you know, if you look into me, you'll notice that I'm all for circumventing the Great Firewall of China.
Yeah.
I think everybody should be doing it. I like Google because they aid in doing it. I dislike Yahoo because they provide evidence to turn people in to be, you know, prosecuted under laws that in the United States are protected constitutionally.
Mm-hmm.
All in the name of, we need to make more money. Well, guess what? I'm not cool with that.
No. Okie dokie. How's your Ionic show going?
It's going all right. On the weekends, I'm going to start doing, like, interviews with bands and stuff.
I managed to catch a bit of that last night.
Yeah, after I went to bed, I threw on a playlist. And, I don't know. I hope there were some Zeppelin fans out there, because I think I played Zeppelin 2, 3, 4, and Houses of the Holy. Full albums right in a row. Also, last night I did a stream of the History of Hacking documentary.
Yeah.
And a stream of some of the audio from the end of Office Space.
Right.
And also a call to my sister. Because I made the call from my computer and didn't remember that I had that whole stream thing running. So if you caught it, good. If you didn't, good.
So how's it going? You know, shitty.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting conversation.
Blah, blah, blah.
If you
personal
did catch
information.
It, you would have caught a lot of information about my personal life. We'll just say that.
That not everyone's privileged to know. Apart from me.
Yeah, you of course know.
Yeah.
And anybody who was listening to the stream at the time, which is kind of unlikely. It was about 10:30 my time.
Yeah.
Which makes it about 3:30 your time.
Yeah, probably all zedding away.
Most likely. If not, well, you know, welcome to my fucking world. Hope it made you feel better about your fucking life. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's about it from me, from all the news goes. Don't know if you guys have anything more to add to. What about Sapphire?
No.
No, okay. Well, let's...
Planet's been rather quiet this evening.
Yeah.
It's kind of disturbing.
I think he's got himself a Russian wife.
Yeah, two news stories with me today. That's...
I think he's playing video games on the show again.
I'm jerking off, damn it.
Oh.
From pictures of your new Russian wife.
Yes. Now she's here jerking me off.
Are they going to ship her all together or in pieces?
Well, she got kidnapped by kidnappers, and apparently if I don't pay the ransom, I get her in pieces.
Ah. Oh,
in pieces is always fun.
Well,
no,
you know.
I don't mean to be quiet.
God made super glue for
a couple of news stories, that was it, really. You know. That's me done.
I can't believe how many Russian brides we looked at last night.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
It's all on the forums.
And the real doll.
Yeah, you need to have a word with your boyfriend.
Okay.
No,
I'll take
that. We already had the discussion about the real doll. We had that days ago before you even talked about it on the show.
It's just scary that he likes the guy once.
I don't.
Yes, you
lie.
Do.
No.
You said so.
Exactly, you lie.
Your only complaint was that your cock was bigger.
Where's that tape?
And then you said that it wasn't a problem after I said, yeah, but you can't fuck yourself in the ass.
You weren't complaining last night.
Me? You've got to have a massive dick to reach all the way over here. And we're talking, you should lay some fiber optic next to that shit. We could have like a fucking high-speed, low-drag connection going. In more ways than one. Oh! Yeah. Son of a bitch. Well, anyhow, I'm out of news.
Yep. Okay, that's kind of close stuff off. I don't know. Yeah, that's about it for tonight's show, I guess.
Cool.
Sure.
Any preference to...
Tune in next time, or don't.
Any preference to genre of music?
Yes, I'd like to hear something in Slovakian polka.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
Okay.
Oh, yes, and I'd also like the melody to be telephonic,
okay.
As in only in DTMF.
Okay.
But the backings have to be in traditional instruments.
There you go.
Good night.
That's a commercial.
Yeah, it's a Slovakian commercial.
Yeah, whatever, that's not polka.
Obiščite stran www.mobisax.com in oddajte glas že danes.
Ega Davida si bomo zelo privoščili.
That's
Don't
right.
Love you
without knowing a damn bit of Slovakian, I knew that was fucking.
Oh, we can't have Craig David on the fucking thing.
No, is it Craig David?
Yeah, it's Craig David.
Rewind.
I say, boy, you see right. Selector.
Play whatever you'd like. Okay. I'm going to get into some wacky shit after the outro music with the Ionic show.
Cool.
Because I'm just in that kind of mood where I need to vent.
Okay.
So you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll question reality. The Ionic show up next here on WHVR.